Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, May 21st, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. Get your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success, now available at abookin90days.com. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, How the 50-Plus Woman Can Find and Date a Quality Man, with my guest, Lisa Copeland, author and dating coach. First, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. If you enjoy the show and like to share it with others or keep up with it, go to my show page. It's at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Right under my photo, you will see a button called Follow. You click that, and you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week of the upcoming shows. On this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about the many ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal each week, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, you name it. We talk about many topics here. Today's show has been pre-recorded, and we will begin it now. Today's episode is How the 50-Plus Woman Can Find and Date a Quality Man, with my guest, Lisa Copeland, dating coach for women over 50. In 2001, Lisa's 24-year marriage abruptly ended in divorce. After taking about a year to heal, she felt the time was right to start dating. Her married friends didn't know single men to fix her up with, so her only choice was online dating. Lisa had no clue as to what she was doing with online dating and ended up making a lot of mistakes, beginning with writing a profile that didn't attract the man she really wanted into her life. Over a very short time, Lisa found herself hating the dating process, and she became miserable trying to figure it all out on her own. She felt like she had no one to turn to for solid advice about dating at her age. And at the time, there was so much she didn't understand about dating, like why so many first dates didn't turn into second ones, and as the time wore on, this began taking a toll on her self-esteem. She decided to look for a dating coach who could help her find and understand men at this age. But all she found were dating coaches who were in their 20s and 30s. These were the ages of her children. How could they possibly know what it felt like to go out and date at this age? So that's when Lisa realized she was going to have to do it alone again, but this time she was determined to figure out how to have fun dating, and how to successfully find a quality man. She began researching the struggles and the successes women over 50 had when it came to dating, and she began dating lots and lots of men. She spoke with these men, plus many more, to get an understanding of how they felt about dating and what they were looking for with women at this time in their lives. She ended up uncovering the essential keys that women over 50 can use to date successfully and happily at this age. Using these same keys, she found herself dating great quality men and not only had fun dating, but ended up finding her Mr. Right. Realizing that many women who are 50 plus have the same problems she once had, Lisa used these keys that she uncovered for herself to develop a coaching program to help others. In her programs, 50-plus women overcome their fear and their uncertainty to become fantastic, confident women that men are so highly attracted to. These women also learn how to understand men, and they gain the tools they need to date successfully. She also wrote the ebook, It's Never Too Late to Date, How to Find a Quality Man After 50. that gives women the keys they want to successfully find the quality men they want to date. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Lisa Copeland. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Flora. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, thank you for making time to be here. This is a very important topic because as a 50-plus woman myself, I know that those of us who are widowed or single or divorced do, in fact, after a while decide we do want to welcome a man back into our lives. And yet, if we haven't dated for a while, decades in some cases, we're kind of stumped about what to do and how to do it. So your coaching program and your book are really important to us. So let's start with what's the difference between meeting men on and offline, because I think women in my age group, we're familiar with the way we used to do it, offline. But what's the difference between online and offline dating?
Well, I have to say that online dating is actually the easiest way to meet men. And you come into contact with men you may never have come in contact with, like if you were walking on the street or in a store, in a restaurant, because they are they may not live in your area. They may live 15 miles away, which is a pretty easy commute for most people, 15 miles away. So that's the number one advantage, is that you're going to meet men that you online that you couldn't meet in real life. The second advantage is you can meet men 24/7 online, and you can be in your pajamas meeting, you know, talking with them. They can't see you. And so that's a real big advantage. And the third thing is that this is the easiest way for men and women over 50 to meet other singles. And it is the fastest growing group on all of these online dating sites. So many of the dating sites now have realized this, and they're catering to this age group. Unfortunately, they're calling it like senior dating, because we don't think of ourselves as senior daters, just maybe baby boomer daters, you know, older kids daters, and not a senior. But they have recognized that because this is the biggest age group, and many children of this age group are encouraging their parents to get online and date.
That's true. That's
and
true.
So, and so being online is the easiest way, and you have the most access to people. I would say probably the biggest problem with it is there are so many people online that you don't have. It's harder to sort people out when you meet a. When you meet a man in person, you're getting the full effect of them. You're seeing their personality, you're seeing their real height, their real body build, their real hair color, and it's a reality thing, and you can see if you click. Online, you're sort of guessing about that. So, I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say yes, and online you have the issue of their description of themselves versus the actual, the reality when you meet them, like you said, in face-to-face. So trying to work through that can be a challenge for us.
I think that's true of both sexes, because I spoke with a lot of men to get a better understanding for my clients of what it is that men are looking for online. And one of the things they all mentioned was women are not true to what they say in their profile or how they look. You know, women putting pictures on that are 10 years old. You know, so, you have to be aware that people do not always show exactly who they are. But when you meet, you will see exactly who they are. And then you'll be able to get that same feeling you get when you meet someone in person and whether it rings true to you or not.
Now, you mentioned in the title of your website and your book the concept of a quality man. What do you mean by a quality man, and what should we be looking for in order to identify these men for ourselves?
Well, I think that everyone has their own idea of what a quality man is. Like, some people think it has to be a certain profession. Some people think it has to be a certain look. And the problem when we do that is we're so limiting ourselves to the people we'll date. And there's a lot of men out there for us to date who are actually great men. And I think at our ages over 50, We're looking for a companion. We're not necessarily going to marry, but we would like someone in our life to maybe go to a movie with or take to a wedding. And it's someone that you want to have a great friendship with, along with some type of physical relationship that the two go, you know, hand in hand.
Sure.
And the key is to stay open to all kinds of men to date and not be real narrowed down and thinking a quality man is only affluent or only a doctor, because there's plenty of people that have their own businesses that may have never even gone to college that are fine men. They want to take care of you in the sense of they want to be emotionally there for you. They want to help you with things in your house. And they're just good, kind, nice men. You know, that's a main thing about a quality man, is that kindness at our age.
Right, right. That's wonderful to point out. Now, what are three tips that you could give the 50-plus woman to be date-ready? Because if we've been out of the loop for quite a while, there may be some things that we need to be reminded of, or maybe we never knew. So what are three tips?
Well, I would say that the first thing is getting to know yourself again and to be confident within yourself, because one of the biggest things that men have told me they're attracted to is a woman who is both independent and confident. Those, and has a life of her own.
Okay.
So that is huge. You know, that gives an inner glow, and you want to have that inner glow that men can see. They sense that. That's an intuitive thing. And when you feel good about yourself, you're also going to attract men that feel good about themselves. And that's another thing you want in a quality man. The second thing is what I call some dating updating. And that is you want your outside to match your inside of who you are. So when we're coming out of long marriages, or even when we've lived alone a long time, we have a tendency to get, I'd say, a little sloppy or a little careless in our dressing.
Yes, we do.
You know, we'll wear sweatpants and things that are comfortable. And if you've had a husband, you know, chances are you still wore those comfortable things because you weren't trying to catch them again. And so that's a little, you know, you weren't trying to catch them. So we may have hair cuts and hairdos that go back to the 80s and, you know, lipsticks that we haven't changed in 30 years. So it's really a good idea to get that outer confidence, too. And you can do that in this dating updating. And it means going and buying some clothes that are just for dating. You know, get a couple pieces of casual things that you can mix and match so you're not rummaging through your closet at the last minute, you know, and throwing clothes everywhere, looking for just the right thing to put on for where you're going. And if you have a daughter, daughters are great for telling you what clothes work and what don't. They seem to have this great sense of style, and they'll tell you it's age appropriate or it's not age appropriate. And I think TV has played a big role in that.
Mm-hmm.
The same with haircuts. Find a good stylist. Get maybe highlights or a different color, or and same with makeup. You know, try a new lipstick. And ask your daughter, ask a good friend to tell you if it looks good on you, because we have a tendency to go by a mirror and a new lipstick and go, ooh, I don't like that. But it may look great on you. We're just not used to it.
Right, right.
So dating, updating is a huge thing. And those are the two biggest things a woman needs to do, is to find that inner glow of who she is and what she likes doing and what her own life is, and finding the outer confidence as well by updating her look. So when she goes on a date, she's going to feel good inside and outside.
Okay. I had three tips here. Is there a third one that you wanted to share, or those you want to stick with those main two for now?
I would say let's stick with those main
okay.
two now.
Okay. Okay. And those are so important. I was thinking as you were saying about the second one, the updating with the clothes and so forth.
Dating updating?
Yes. I think that some people might at first think that, might feel some resistance to doing that, but it occurred to me that we do exactly that when we, let's say, go for a job interview. when right. I for, I can remember back in the day when I was interviewing for a job that I'd have my interview suits, you know, certain outfit that I wore just for the interview mainly because it was appropriate for that setting. So it
right.
sounds like this is something that we've done in other settings, and so it's not that unusual to date to match what you're doing, and that matching
right.
outside and inside is important.
That's really what it is, because you want that confidence, especially, you know, coming out of a long marriage, we don't remember how to flirt and to do those kinds of things, and it's all new to us. So any confidence we can give ourselves ahead of time,
right,
we're going into the date is, you know, a booster for us.
That's true. What are the best offline places to meet a man? It's people who want to explore the offline options.
There are tons of places to meet a man because quality men are really everywhere. If you go out and you look around on the street, you're going to see a lot of men. Now, not all of them are single, but more and more are becoming single because, you know, this in this age group, we're like one of the fastest growing divorce rates now.
Wow.
And so men, quality men are everywhere. So some ideas, and then I'll also tell you what you have to do to get them to notice you or to encourage them. A lot of cities have upscale casinos. Go sit at a restaurant or a bar at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to meet men and just start talking with them.
Mm-hmm.
A dog park is a wonderful place to meet men. And even if you don't have a dog, go borrow your friend's dog. I mean, they'll be happy to let you walk the dog at the dog park. And there's
yes.
people there all the time with dogs. I mean, all age groups. And don't discount those young, like 20 and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, because they could have single parents.
Yes.
They see you and they start talking to you and they go, oh, you know, my dad, you know, he just got divorced, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Same with sporting events. Go to where your grandchildren might be playing in the sporting events because there's other grandpas there or there's other women there, you know, that might know people that are single, might know men that are single. A funny place to go, but so true, between 5 and 7 o'clock, men are out and about because they've stopped working. And the car wash, the kind where you have to get out of the car and you let it go through, and everybody has to sort of congregate in this one area where the coffee is or whatever. Well, men get their cars washed. Like, you know, me, I live in snow, an area that snows. I have a black car. My car could turn snow white before I went to the car wash, but men are not like that. They have to get those cars washed. So they're there. Even the gas pump, you know, there's men, don't get back in the car. We as women get back in the car.
Uh-huh.
Get out there. Talk to that guy pumping the gas, you know, that's out there.
Yeah.
And a wine tasting. You know, a wine tasting is a great place to meet men because single men can come to that. And, of course, meetups in your area. Now, what you do, I think the hardest part that we don't necessarily know how to do anymore because we haven't flirted with anyone in a long time. So what you have to do is men need to know you're interested in them, and they need to know that that it's safe to approach you. So the first thing you can do, this all takes practice. So the first thing you can do is when you're out and about and you see a man looking at you, or I'm sorry, passing by you, look him in the eyes and smile at him. Okay, that's the best thing you can do. He may or may not smile back, but it gets you used to showing men that, you know, you've noticed them and are a little bit interested. And smile as you pass. It's going to feel like 100 years, but it's about 2 seconds. And then the other thing you do is no matter where you are, start talking to men, whether they're single or married, because it gets you back into the practice of talking to them. And, a great place, one last place to meet men, the fixer-up places, you know, like Lowe's and Home Depot.
Oh, yes, yes.
And love
the home improvement.
Yeah, home improvement places, right. And they're there. And, you know, you can just be going up and down the aisle. And then when you see someone that looks kind of interesting, just pretend you're looking for something and say, I know you don't work here, but could you just help me? You know, do you think this tool's better? Be sure you have the tool in your hand. Do you think this tool's better? That kind of thing. Because it really, you know, it's learning to talk to men again and smile and be playful and laugh. You know, that's the whole thing about learning. And that's what you have to do offline, is
right.
You have to be very extroverted and be willing to go up to men.
Now, before we go any further, would you please tell listeners how they can get your book, It's Never Too Late to Date, How to Find a Quality Man After 50, and also how they can learn more about your coaching program?
Sure. My website is www.findaqualityman.com. Again, that's www.findaqualityman.com. And they can find me on there. You'll see products, and you'll see my products on there, along with some affiliate products that can also, they're complementary to the ones that I have. And you'll see a space that says personally work with me, and that's where my coaching programs are. And one other thing I want to point out on that website is I have an Ask Me tab, because I love knowing what's on women's minds about dating and what their fears and their frustrations are when it comes to dating.
Uh-huh.
So I have that Ask Me tab, and I can't personally answer, but what I will do is answer in blogs, in future blogs, and in future products too, but especially in future blogs.
Okay.
I want them to have a chance to ask their questions.
That's great. Now, what is so great about online dating? You mentioned earlier that it's easier that we have access to more people because you're not limited by the geography and you're not limited by time. You can go in there 24/7. Are there other things that we need to know about? And then give us some tips for successful online dating also.
Sure. I think one of the things you need to have in mind when it comes to online dating is you do need somewhat of a picture of what kind of man or what type of man you're looking for. Just be careful that it's not too narrow, like I talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, the biggest advantage is there are so many men online to talk to. So one of the greatest things you can do is start favoring men. Because men have a tendency to look at that. They're real big into favoring women that they like. They may not contact you, but they will favor you. And if you're one of their favorites, you already sort of have you're a little bit ahead of the game that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be successful online, I like to look at online dating as like going to a cocktail party. It's just it's just a computer cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
And you still need to be flirty, and you still need to be fun. So if you want to be successful online and you want men to notice you, the best thing you can do is, number one, to have a current picture of yourself, preferably by yourself. I made huge mistakes in the past, you know, when I did first start dating. I had a picture with my dad. It was a great picture, but people thought my dad was my ex-husband. They don't know. So it's okay to have a picture with your dog or your kids, but really the best thing is a great picture of you alone that shows your face, too. You know, some people have more background than picture, and you need a magnifying glass to see the face. And especially at our ages where we already need reading glasses, have a picture that shows your face. You can even get a professional picture done. Just don't over-retouch it, because you do want to look how you look now.
That's true.
But with good lighting, you really can. You do look better, I will admit, unless you have great photographers as friends. The second key to success, and men, by the way, it's the picture that they look at first. That's the first thing. They need to feel attracted to you. The second thing is your profile. So many women start every sentence with, I want, I do this, I go dancing, you know, I have fun in life. Get rid of the I's. Turn them around. Like if you love salsa dancing, for example, say, dancing the salsa gives me energy to get out there and live life. You know, instead of I dance to salsa, I do salsa dancing. Can you see the difference between the two?
Yes, sure.
You really want it to be descriptive, and what it, giving men pictures, you know, that they can maybe put themselves into is very helpful. And the third thing is the flirtiness and the fun. When you end up writing emails with each other, you want to have, you want it to start out being flirty, and your profile should be flirty. You know, just fun, nothing serious, just fun. Like, don't go into your job, don't go into your mother's sick, or your kids had this, or your divorce was that. That's going to turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, be flirty, be happy.
Now, speaking of which, in that initial profile,
uh-huh,
and those opening conversations, that's one of the areas where you have to give it some thought. And you've already mentioned to get rid of the eyes, but I'm thinking some people get in there and get maybe too serious, saying things like, I'm looking for my soulmate, or I'm looking for the woman I can be with for the rest of my life type thing.
yeah.
Are there any other tips that things we want to say in those opening conversations and profiles, other than staying away from the eyes, staying away from, I would think, the heavy-duty soulmate type of?
Yeah, well, soulmate, so many men have told me that, you know, since they see that in every woman's profile, along with walking on the beach, and I will tell you, they were in my first profiles, too. So I was there. So so many men say that they see that so much. It doesn't make you unique. You really want to be unique in your profile. It should be short and sweet, and at the end, have a question that sort of invites them in the door to write you. You know, like, you know, with the salsa dancing thing that I mentioned before, you could say, you know, salsa dancing gives me great energy, and I'd love to share that energy. There, you can use an eye. I'd love to share that energy with a great guy. Are you the one? Are you the one that loves the salsa dance? Or, you know,
yes,
you want to put a question at the end.
Yes.
To invite them in.
And so are there, do you have that three-step process for meeting a man online? Those are the three things. It's the current picture, and this goes for men too, but we're speaking right now to women. A current picture. Also with that picture, I was thinking too, it would be helpful if it was kind of casual, because I have my professional business suit picture, you know.
Oh, right.
I'm thinking a casual one would be better.
Yes, that's for sure. Yes,
okay.
Not a business picture.
Okay. And then a profile that avoids the I want and focuses on the descriptive phrases of the actions and events and activities you want to be involved in, and then being flirty and fun and leaving out the heavy-duty conversations that obviously will come up later, but not in the beginning, correct?
Right. And do you want the process also of once you're interested in a man, what
yes,
with them?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're interested in a man or he's interested in you, I have the three-step process, which is pretty obvious. That's emailing, phoning, and meeting. The main thing you have to realize about both emailing and phone calls is those are fantasy relationships. There's a lot of people that get into being email pen pals,
yes,
and people tell too many things, you know, in an email that you would never tell to someone in person that you were just meeting. It feels safe, and it's not. So I always recommend no more than 5 to 7 emails each. They should be short and sweet, no big in-depth. I'd even say 2 or 3 are absolutely fine. And I would get it to the phone stage as quickly as you can if you're interested, you know, if this is someone you'd like to meet. Because you don't want to start developing pictures in your mind of who this is that are not really about who he is. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And men do it too. They get these pictures going. And then I would talk on the phone for maybe 1, 2, or 3 times at the most.
Okay.
And then do the meeting. And men our age seem to love doing this dinner thing. I think it's because they don't have girlfriends to hang out with. Like we do, we can go to a restaurant and have dinner with a girlfriend, but they don't do that. And they like this dinner thing. if you go to dinner with a man, you know, it's fine, but understand you're stuck for the whole dinner if it's not a great date, and you want to get out of there, you don't have the same escape route that you do for a coffee date.
Right, right.
So definitely keep that beginning process short. You know, no more than 5 to 7 emails, preferably shorter, no more than 2 to 3 phone calls, and then make sure you meet by then.
Wow, that has been so helpful, Lisa. Thank you for sharing that. I want to remind all of you that the show will be available for you to listen to again. And, of course, you can visit Lisa's website to get more information. The show today was brought to you by abookin90days.com. I look forward to having you join me again. Our next episode will be Monday, June 4th, 2012, and I hope you will choose to join us then. This is Flora Brown from A Book in 90 Days and Color Your Life Published and Color Your Life Happy, saying have a wonderful rest of the week and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy. Color your life happy.